Welcome home. This is Coming Home with Mama T. I'm your host, Tiara, aka Mama T. And on this podcast, we explore the journey of creating the life of our desires through mastering manifestation, maintaining a positive mindset, and living luxuriously. Ah, I am feeling so luxurious. Look at my plants. Look at how it's like I have redone the garden, and it just feels so magical and wonderful. And I am in love. And with that, I want to talk about imposter syndrome today. I know, like, hard shift, right? But as I was thinking about it, I'm like, man, like, I've built this garden and I'm not a gardener. I have no gardening background. What I know is just like random things I might have seen on TikTok or read in a book, or like just, you know, intuitively decided that I'm going to try. I know, like, water, you're supposed to water plants, maybe not all of them are on a regular basis, but, you know, I'm just kind of like learning as I'm going. But you know what? I'm a gardener, right? I'm a homesteader. I'm creating food and all of that good stuff for myself and my community. And that is a version of myself that I am stepping into. And I find that sometimes we struggle with like that reclaiming or that claiming of the version of ourselves that we are desiring to be. And that's where that imposter syndrome comes in. So the gardening side, like, I'm like, all right, cool. Like, I know how to buy some seeds, throw in some water, get some dirt. I can look up some stuff and that's fine. So I didn't have a hard time with like implementing that mindset for myself. But I noticed that as I'm growing my community, as I'm leaning into entrepreneurship, as I'm leaning into different aspects of my entrepreneurship and rebranding and all of that, that they little niggling thoughts pop up, right? So like having someone sign up for the Activate Your Inner Shift meditation series, someone signs up and it's like, oh yes, you know, someone signs up. I'm really excited. Like, this is moving forward. I'm so happy for this. But then it'll be like, wait, is this good enough? Am I good enough? Is what I created what I really intended for someone to look into? And the information, is the information going to be received the way I intended it to receive? And get into like all these thoughts. And by you, I mean me. I get into all these thoughts, but I can tell that other people will have a similar experience in different aspects as we are kind of proving to ourselves that we are actually the version of ourselves that we claim to be. It's this weird like sliding scale. Like, sometimes we're in the like, yeah, I am 100%. I am the version of myself that has like thousands of people inside my membership community. I'm the version of myself that is like totally, fully grounded and confident in the work that I provide and understanding the potency of it all. And I trust myself and I know it and I don't have to question, you know, I just know that like, hey, my shit's fire and like I'm here, right? And sometimes I'm here and sometimes I'm like, well, like, you know, I haven't really had a whole lot of people, you know, show up, or a whole lot of people, like the masses aren't here yet. So, you know, am I sure? Am I confident? And so how do we like work with this, and how do we lean into staying in this version, maintaining this mindset versus like the sliding scale? And I find that when we have yet to create the fullness, it hasn't come to full fruition for ourselves, that's where we tend to slide more back and forth. That doubt comes in, that imposter syndrome comes in, that worry drops in. And if you're not familiar with imposter syndrome, I'm not gonna lie, there was once upon a time I was on an interview, I was interviewing this woman and I was like super nervous because like she's a comedian, she's like, you know, like people have seen her in Hollywood, like all these things. And I remember just like a random happenstance, someone sent me a video on Instagram and I was like, I am obsessed with the video. And I reached out to her and she was like, oh my god, yeah, like, yeah, let's talk, let's do whatever. And I remember interviewing her and she asked me about imposter syndrome, and it was a great conversation. But in that moment, I didn't even know what imposter syndrome was. And so like I like was like, oh, we were live on Facebook, maybe even on Instagram. And so I was just like and I just like made it up. And like, honestly, looking back, like, that's probably one of my embarrassing moments of like, why didn't I just ask her to define imposter syndrome? But I felt like I felt too embarrassed to do so. And so in doing that, I didn't fully grasp, or I didn't think I answered the question appropriately. But like, I was close enough to the definition, I feel like, that it was okay. Like, it slid, but like, we could let it slide. But really, so like imposter syndrome, right? So we're in this place where, you know, we're defining who we are. You know, I am the person that has 13 million followers across social media platforms, right? So like we're manifesting, we're saying who we are, we're saying what we are creating for ourselves. We are embodying the energy of having something that might not be here quite yet. So we're saying these things, we're leaning into these things, we're manifesting these things, but then we have this doubt because it might not be fully manifested yet. So in that doubt, that's that imposter syndrome, in that space of like, okay, well, you know, I've created this success and I don't feel successful, right? Like I've created something for myself. And so I guess in the definition of imposter syndrome, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe like I am actually an entrepreneur. Like this is like insane to me. Like this is whatever, but like you're looking at it as like, no, I'm not. Like I can't, like I'm not this. Like this is not me. Like we went for the thing that we said we were gonna do, and we're achieving the thing that we said we were gonna do, but we don't fully feel like we're the thing that we said we were going to do, right? Like, wait a minute, who am I? Who am I to be the entrepreneur that I set out to be? What is that? What does that even mean, right? Like, why do we get into our heads about actually becoming the version of ourselves that we asked to become? And why do we end up fighting ourselves along this journey? And so I was talking about in my experience, right? So like people are signing up for, you know, the meditation series, people are signing up for the home membership. And then now it's like, okay, this is real. It becomes real. And how do we lean into the realness of it? The coming to fruition, the manifestation of the thing that we asked for. Now we're like, we're afraid, you know, fear might pop up. Understanding of ourselves in a way of like, okay, this is where I doubted myself. These are the pockets that I have doubted myself in this journey and in this creation. Is what I created actually worthy of, you know, the value, the price, the me that created it? Like, is it worthy of this? Are people going to receive it the way I intended them to receive it? And we start getting into a place where we're not sure, right? What we thought we were confident about, our confidence is shaken a little bit. Yeah. And I used to have a mentor that would be like, we got to become unfuckwithable. And sorry for anyone that doesn't like cursing here, you're welcome. Sorry. This is me, right? So you get to a place where you've got to like hold your ground. You get to a place where you're like, yeah, okay, like I might not know how someone's going to receive this, but I still trust that what I created was what I wanted to create. And that's where we need to be, right? We need to be in a place where it's like, all right, I created what I wanted to create, right? And then that means that we have to really work on what it is that we create, right? Do we want to leave it at good enough, or do we want to leave it at like, this is what I wanted, this is what I intended, you know? It might be, you know, for me, when I make videos and I do these podcasts and all this stuff, I have an idea of what I want to talk about, right? I have like, all right, I want to talk about imposter syndrome, but I don't know. I don't plan it all the way out. Like I had no idea I was going to share that story. I have no idea where we're going to go. I kind of just intuitively allow whatever to come out of my mouth that comes out of my mouth. And sometimes we get to a point where we're like 9 minutes in and there's no turning back, you know, unless I mess up my intro. 9 times out of 10, I hit that record button and I keep going. So I have an idea of what I want to say, but I don't pre-plan the entire structure of it. And that's just how I work. That's just how I flow. And I like it and it feels good to me. Some people might need a full on script, and that's okay too. I feel like I'm more authentic when I just hit a button and go. I also went live for over a year on a daily basis, so I feel comfortable and confident being able to just hit a button and go and flow, because a live video, it's live video, and you're just gonna have to go. And if you mess up, you like brush your shoulders off, you laugh at yourself, and you keep it moving. Yeah? So all that rambling to say that sometimes I get to the end of the creation, I'm like, okay, I said that. And I feel like that Like, do I feel complete, right? Like, that's usually where I like to go. Like, do I feel complete? Do I feel like I communicated what I intended to communicate when I hit the record button? And if the answer is yes, then that's something that gets posted. If I feel like I went, like, way off the rails and off the handles and I don't know, then, like, it might get posted. It might not. But I notice that the ones that I feel like I went off the rails, off the handle, I'm not sure if I articulated what I wanted to articulate in the best of its ability, those are the ones that I'm not confident in when I post, right? But there are some, the ones that I'm like, yes, that was it. That was the energy. That was the vibe that I was going for. I love it. I am so ready to be like, that was fire. That was fire. That was amazing. And so when I go to social media, like, I just recorded the most fire podcast episode ever. You better be listening. You better be watching. You better be checking it out, right? And so when we create, I encourage myself, and I also encourage you to make sure that you're in that place for anything and everything that you're putting out there, right? From an entrepreneur standpoint, yeah? Like, if you are going to, you know, put out a blog post, if you're going to put out a podcast, if you're going to put out, you know, anything to for the masses to consume, I want you to like it yourself, yeah? And then from there, then you can build up that like trust in yourself, that confidence in yourself, like, dude, I'm proud of this thing that I created. So even if somebody doesn't like it, doesn't enjoy it, whatever, at least I'm proud of it, right? When you release something and you put out something that you're not happy with, that you're not proud of, that's where you're not supporting yourself. And then when you're not supporting yourself, then other people can feel that energy and they might not want to support you either. You know, I notice when I think about the days where I would go live all the time and I would do all the things and I felt like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Why aren't people showing up for me and showing up for the work that I'm doing? Like, I know that, like, I am worthy of these things. And I realize that a lot of times when I hit that record button, I would fall into the syndrome of, like, you know, self-doubt. Like, oh my God, is anyone going to show up? Is anyone going to comment? Is anybody, like, is this any even information that people want to hear? And if I'm steadily having this running in the back, it doesn't matter how well I'm performing, if you will, if I'm still, like, you know, scrolling through this Rolodex of, like, self-doubt and just being mean to myself, then, like, of course other people are gonna not, they're gonna feel that vibration and not want to be a part of it, right? But when I'm in the zone, auto zone, as they say, then I don't care, right? Like, if I'm like, that was amazing, I don't care if nobody showed up. I don't care or whatever. I'm going to be like, man, people missed out, right? And so there's a difference that I want to be in the version of me that's always like, somebody missed out. Somebody missed out if they didn't watch this video. Somebody missed out if they didn't do the thing. Like, if they were looking, if they're looking to live an extraordinary life, if they're looking to master their mindset, if they're looking to learn how to better manifest in their own way, then they should be following me. They should be listening to me. They should be signing up for the meditation series. They should be signing up for the home membership. They should be signing up for one-on-one mentorship. Like, that is just it. That is end game. Done. Awesome. Period. Boo. And so that is the version, right? Like, no longer the imposter, but the beer. I am the beer, right? And I want you to be the beer for whatever it is that you're looking to create and experience in your life, whether it's entrepreneurship, whether it's being an athlete, a star athlete. How are you the beer, right? You know, Michael Jordan didn't make his, like, high school basketball team, right? He had to practice and he had to work. And so I want to go back to kind of talking about not being proud of the work that you're doing. So if you're not proud of the work that you're doing, how do you get more proud of it? How do you trust it more? How are you more confident in it? You have to keep doing the work. You have to keep doing the work until you perfect it, till you feel good about it. Michael Jordan was shooting 100, had to hit 100 free throws in a row before he would go inside at night, right? Like, I believe that's the story. don't quote me on that. But I recall learning in, like, gym class or something, like, his dedication to getting better at his craft. And then he was able to go to UNC and get on the Tar Heels basketball team. Then he was able to go to the NBA and become one of the best basketball players known to man. Yeah, people are breaking his records now, but it's a different world and it's different. Like, but he did amazing things in the 90s, yo, like, unprecedented, right? But he had to put in work. He had to hone his craft. We have to hone our craft. So we have to, one, define. We have to define what our craft is. We align in that craft by practicing and learning and tweaking so that we get to a place that we feel like, okay, yeah, I'm a master at what it is that I'm doing. I feel good about what it is that I'm doing. I understand and I am grounded in my work. I don't need to, like, you know, thinking about like the marketing and the words and like, what are the words? I know for me, like I would get like caught up in how do I explain the work that I do? How do I do this? And like, and I would look for like a flowery way to say it. And then I'm like, what does that even freaking mean? And that's why I struggle to like market it, because I don't even know what it means myself. Right. So when I simplify it, like, hey, yo, I'm going to help you live a great life. Like, I'm going to help you like define what it is that you want, and then align with it and go get after it and make it happen. It doesn't have to be the super complex paragraph of whatever. I mean, yeah, like if you want to read, you know, a landing page, go for it, because I know some people need more information, need more nuggets to like dive into it. But like simplifying it, really simply honing it down, refining it, get it good, and keep putting it out. Keep doing the same work, right? And just be a master at your craft, a master at your thing. Going back to like basketball, right? Or Michael Jordan, he was a master at basketball. He wasn't so much of a master at baseball, but he tried, right? And tried and realized that he's going to go back to basketball. I learned this week that Allen Iverson actually played football and was like a fire quarterback. And he played basketball, and an issue happened, and like all the prospects for where he could go in his career and college and everything fell through, and he got like one basketball thing, and his coach wouldn't let him play football. So he had to continue to hone his basketball craft, and there he goes in the NBA. Had he been allowed to play football, he might have ended up in the NFL. You never know. Who knows? But you know what? He was still able to go after it and get it and reach an elite status. So, I mean, I'm not mad at him. I think he's did an amazing job, right? So these are the things. We can be good at really, really good at a lot of different things. Don't get me wrong. But we have to kind of really decide what is it that we're going to be a master at, if we're going to bring it forward as our career, if we're going to bring it forward as something to share with the world. We got to like really hone in on it. Yeah, I'm really good at knowing things about wine, but is that really what I want to do with my whole life? No, I'm here to mentor. I'm here to coach. I give advice all day, every day. Of course, this is where I'm here to lead. I'm here for that. So like, let's define and realign and figure out, how am I going to lead this world? How am I going to get heard and seen? That's the journey I'm on. What's the journey that you are on, my friend? With that, if you want support on this journey, you're looking to master your mindset, I highly recommend checking out the meditation series, Activate Your Inner Shift, so you can shift your mindset to believing in yourself and being the version of yourself you desire to be, to live out the life that you are desiring to have. Okay, go there. Now, for both community and some hands-on support, I encourage you to join the Home membership, where you're able to get group coaching twice a month, movement and ritual work, also just a lot of just fun things. I want it to be this beautiful, cohesive space of like-minded individuals where we're sharing our experiences, we're growing, we're tweaking, we're learning, we're growing again and again and again, over and over and over again, and still experiencing the extraordinary on the journey. We're not here to end the journey, we're here to live the journey. And then, of course, mentorship packages are available for you if you want that one-on-one touch, that deeper dive, 30-minute sessions twice a month with me, where we can just dive in and get it done. And with that, I say ta-ta for now.